Palm Sunday is one of 3 days in the whole church year where the directions that the priest have are to make sure that the homily is brief. And of course, that's because Mass starts in better weather. It starts outside, and then the procession inside and the long gospel. So this morning, I'd just like to mention two things. The first is St. Peter, and the second is Holy Week. In all four Gospels, they tell us about St. Peter saying to the Lord that I will die to save you. I will go to the death. And all four of them also tell us of St. Peter denying the Lord and weeping bitterly. And I think there's something really interesting about St. Peter's vehement saying that I will go to death for you. He really meant that. But what he didn't understand is that Jesus was not raising an army. When he said, I will go to the death for you, he had his sword at his side, and he was ready to fight to the end. But he was so disarmed, literally and figuratively, when he got there, and he pulled out that sword, and he cut off the ear of Malchus' slave, and the Lord put the ear back on and turned to Peter and said, put away your sword. And then we know that the apostles fled and they arrested the Lord because Peter was ready to fight to the death, but he wasn't ready to endure what had to be endured. In the virtue of fortitude, there are two ways that you can act with fortitude. The first one is you can do difficult things. And the very makeup of humans is that when we get in a tough spot and we do what we're supposed to, we get adrenaline. We can do the difficult deed in front of us. Physically, we're encouraged to continue. But not so with suffering. And that's what Peter couldn't understand. When he watched them take the Lord, I'm sure they were watching from a distance, and he saw all of the things that they were saying and doing, he couldn't take it. And then we know he denied the Lord because he wasn't ready for the great lesson that redemption was not going to be won by an army with swords, but by the God-man and suffering. And his weeping bitterly is a beautiful sign for us. Because as soon as that cock crowed, St. Peter knew. I think it's St. Luke tells us that he looked and the Lord looked at him. And then he wept bitterly. But the weeping bitterly was also what paved the way for his repentance. And after the resurrection, when he's with the Lord gives him that threefold opportunity to profess his love in sort of reparation for his threefold denial. And by the time of Pentecost, St. Peter will finally understand that the way of redemption is through suffering, particularly the suffering of Jesus Christ, whose resurrection then gives us the ability to be redeemed. But it's also something that each one of us has to accept, the cross. And by the end of his life, St. Peter will willingly go to the cross, with one exception: crucify me upside down because I'm unworthy to die in the same manner as our Lord. And so the whole of Peter's life gives us this profound example of coming to the truth of Jesus Christ and picking up your cross and following him. And for our part, Lent is supposed to be a bit of that. For 40 days, we've just finished almost 33 of them, and we've got a week left. And so maybe your Lent hasn't been as good as you wanted it to be. You maybe failed at one of your resolutions, haven't been very good at praying. Whatever the case may be, you have a week left, and it's the holiest week of the year. And so make sure that this week is exactly what it's called. Make it a holy week. Make sure every day to at least for a few moments think about the Passion of Christ and think about the grace that he died to give us. And think about the whole purpose of this week, which is not just the resurrection, although that's the culmination of the week, but the purpose of this week is all about heaven, that God would go to the ninth degree and then some to make sure that his people, not just the Jews, but the whole world, would have an opportunity to receive his grace, that they would have an opportunity to change the world in which they live in, and finally, that they would have an opportunity to live with him forever in heaven. And we can ask St. Peter for his intercession. Maybe we don't always do it perfectly, but thanks be to God, we can repent of that like Peter, and we can be powerful witnesses to the gospel, enduring what must be endured, fighting with grace the things that need to be fought, and living for Christ so that we can live with Christ.